Welcome to the Purpose, Passion, Profit podcast. I'm your host, Ken Esch, and each and every episode, we're talking about how to live your purpose, find your passion, and create profit doing work that doesn't suck. Let's jump right in. I came across a video this morning of a guy trying to define how to find life purpose. And he did really well in describing how to go about it. And there's several different phases or pieces of finding that purpose. First of all is your inner purpose. That's who you are at your core, your inner being, how God created you. Now, I don't think this guy is a Christian. He didn't come across this or come at this from a faith perspective, but he still had a lot of the key elements there, maybe with just a couple of things missing. After your inner purpose, your core being, is your outer purpose. How you express your desires, your wants, and your needs, how you express that where other people see it, your outer purpose. That is what you do in life. Then he also has another layer of that, and that is your gender, because men and women go about expressing their purpose differently. So, for instance, men have a desire to protect, to serve, and to create freedom. Like, they want to do those things. That's men's core, like who they are at their core. They want to protect and create freedom. And the last thing that he talked about, the last element there, is the phase you're at in life. Like, are you a little kid? Are you a teenager? Are you in your 20s, your mid-30s? Are you 35 to 42? All these different phases in life, you express yourself differently. You have different desires and different wants. And one thing that he got correct is that so many of us, when we think about life purpose, we think that it's going to be this thing and forever it shall be. We think it's going to be, I must take the ring to Mordor and drop it in the fires of Mount Doom, and that is my life's purpose. But that is just a phase on the way to that purpose. That's just a phase in your life. It's not the forever thing. It's not the thing that always and forever shall be. It's simply a piece of you living out your purpose. The thing that I took away most from this, and I don't think he stressed it enough, although he did touch on it, is that your purpose or how you express it can change. How you live it out, the outer part of your purpose that other people see, will change over time. It might be in your 20s, your purpose might be to go out and try a ton of different things. Do anything you can think of. Take this job for a year. Take this job for 6 months. Do that job for a week. Take this job for 5 years. Learning as much as you can. Always leveling up. Always moving to the next stage. Always trying to become better at who God made you to be. Always utilizing everything you know and all of your capabilities, and trying to serve inside of that. Finding ways to become better. Make all the money you can in that stage, absolutely. But this is the learning stage. The next stage is like, okay, now I need to focus in on who and how I want to serve and who I want to become. And then you move on into focusing on other people. Okay, now that I know what I'm good at, now that I know what I enjoy, what I love to do, and I've found my niche, let me hyper-focus on this and serve those people. And it needs to keep going that route as you get older. And that's probably going to change as you're going to different stages of life and as you have different interests. And all of those things change who we are and how we show up in the world. The main thing, though, of purpose, the main, if there's one thing you can grasp about purpose, is that it's always utilizing who we are, our inner being, and taking our gifts and our talents, everything that we're good at, we enjoy doing, and turning that outward, pointing that at other people and serving them. That is purpose. So I don't care what it is that you're interested in. as long as it's not harmful to other people. I don't care what it is that you're good at, as long as it's not harmful to other people. Take both of those things, turn them around to serve other people. That is purpose. That is where you find fulfillment in life. So I'm going to drop a link to this video down in the show notes. I may even try to stitch it and comment on it a little bit more. But I found he did really well at describing it. It's the first video I've ever seen of his, and I'm going to go try to find more and see what else he has to talk about. But I want you to go check it out. Let me know what you think. I think I'm going to create a Telegram group just to for people to come in and comment and talk about these things. Can't wait to hear what you have to say about it. Want you to go out and live your purpose and do good work.